When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Sounds of angry NDC supporters at the Electoral Commission headquarters in the Asante Regional Capital, Kumasi, where clash with the police left shattered glasses at the EC offices. The nationwide protest by the main opposition party was largely peaceful in regional capitals across the country. But in the Asante region, the police were forced to arrest some supporters after confusion broke out over the presentation of the petition. My colleague Nana Bwachi Yadom was there for us and joins us live now. Nana Bwachi, now you have been there all day. Now, we were under the impression that everything was already agreed with the police before the protest. So what led to this chaos?
Well, you realize that the protest was started peacefully from the regional secretariat of the NDC. The final destination was the regional EC head office. That is where the executives alongside the supporters were expected to present their petition peacefully to the regional EC boss. But then the routes changed early in the morning. So the supporters alongside the executives had to use the regional coordinating council stretch and then move on to the regional EC office. We realized that in the Ashanti region, the regional coordinating council shares the same wall with the regional EC head office, while the supporters of the NDC were resisted from having their way into the regional EC office. And upon the resistance by the Ghana Police Service, some supporters decided to break the barricades by the Ghana Police Service to make their way into the EC office, which we are being told is a security zone. Earlier on, the agreement was that some executives alongside a few supporters would make their way into the regional EC office, the premises of the EC boss, to present the petition. But then, upon this particular agreement that was made earlier, some supporters refused to go by it and also join the executives to present the petition to the EC boss. That is what brought upon the resistance by the Ghana Police Service. While the police were trying to resist this attempt by the supporters, majority of them decided to break the barricade and make their way into the premises of the EC. And the police decided to resist that. Well, the resistant attempt by the police was met by some chaotic scenes by these supporters, because they were large in number, who were able to make it very easy for themselves to walk into the premises of the EC. Due to that, the police arrested some three individuals and also got some people injured, because we've been told that tear gas were being fired at these supporters. We can take a listen to the national organizer of the NDC, Joseph Yamin, who led the protest in the Ashanti region.
Until we have to use the back route near the Abaha, only for the police to block the entrance to the Electoral Commission.
Okay.
Yeah, so your petition is to bring to the Electoral Commission. How do we stand out there and petition the Electoral Commission? And we want to tell the police that they won't get their way.
Okay.
If they want, we will all face it.
Okay.
And I'm not sure it is going to be NDC members alone who will fall. Some policemen will also fall. And what will be the good for our party?
What the police is telling us is that your people broke into the original EC head office, which is against the conditions they had with you earlier.
What policy is that? What kind of agreement is that? Is the EC office at the entrance there?
Okay.
Is the EC office on the main street? Didn't you see their tank on the main street?
But why did they fire the gunshot?
You see them block the main street. Mm-hmm. Is the main street the same as this place that we are?
They were refusing you entry because your people are not allowed to come here as a security zone.
They allow us to. Since when did this place become a security zone?
Okay.
We are supposed to petition the Electoral Commission. Are we to petition them on the road?
Okay.
Did you see the Electoral Commissioner here coming to the road to come and see our petition?
Is any NDC member hurt at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. As of now, I know. And I'm not sure it is only the NDC. I'm sure some policemen
also. We have realized that one policewoman is hurt right now. From your end, is anybody hurt?
Unconfirmed, but I know because of the scaffold, no matter what, somebody will be hurt.
Well, Nana, there were reports that the Asante Regional Chairman may have been attacked.
Exactly, Kojo. You realize that due to the scuffle that happened at the premises of the EC board, the police had to put in resistance measures so as to not to allow these supporters have their way into the office of the EC board. You realize that upon arriving at the premises of the EC head office in the Asante region, the supporters wanted to join the executives in entering the office of the EC board. That is one thing that the police really, really did want to resist. And that is what led to the attack, the alleged attack on the regional chairman. He was attacked because when he was trying to maneuver his way into the conference room of the EC, the policeman who he says attacked him did not recognize him as the Asante regional chairman. To him, he suffered a dirty blow.
What are you doing? And nobody's going to live here. Nobody's going to live here. What are you doing? What are you doing to me? Is it fair? What are you doing? Clear the road before I go in there. Nobody will push him. Clear the road before I go. Clear the road first.
Chairman, Chairman, what are they doing to you? What are they doing to you?
No, clear the road. When you call me, I'll come.
Chairman, what are they doing to you?
Sir, please, person has given me a dirty blow.
He has given you a dirty blow.
A dirty blow. And we know him.
Why did he give you the dirty blow?
I'm trying to enter into the premises and he gave me a dirty blow. And
they are saying that that place, you are not allowed to get inside there with your supporters. You are the only person who can go there and present a petition.
Yeah, and they are refusing me.
Because your people are gathered over there.
So they should do the right thing, clear the road so that I go inside. Unless nobody is going there. And we are going to sleep here until tomorrow.
So that is the NDC's regional chairman there. Now, let's deal more with it because Nana Bwachi Yadom is still with me. Nana, how were the EC office glasses shattered?
Well, the office, the main gate that leads to the conference room of the EC or to the inner perimeter of the EC's office was shattered by these supporters. And it was a glass door, and so they broke into it. But the police also did well by making sure that despite breaking the door, shutting the door, they would have access into the inner perimeter of the EC office. The main gate into the premises in itself was also destroyed by these supporters who besieged the office this afternoon.
And we also heard about some arrests. Tell us more about that.
Well, these three persons were arrested, as I said earlier, were forcing to find their way into the premises of the EC. Well, the police tried to resist them because the agreement they had with the regional NDC was that a few executives alongside a few supporters would make their way into the premises to petition or to send a petition to the regional EC board. But then these supporters were expecting that the police would make way for all of them to move into the premises of the EC board. When the police resisted that attempt, they broke the barricade and then pushed the police off and made their way inside there. The police brought in reinforcements and made sure that some three persons there were able to identify, got arrested. And as I speak now, we have the confirmation that they've been granted bail.
Grateful to you, Nana Bwache Yadom there. Let's now focus on the Greater Accra region because a lot more happened in the capital as well. And my colleague Maxwell Agbaba has been there all day with the team and joins me in studio with more. Maxwell, it was peaceful here in Accra, yeah. Was not?
Well, it was very peaceful to the extent that the chairman of the NDC himself, Asiedu Nketiah, he said that it has been a very peaceful, you know, process, and he compared it to the Kwame Prekun demonstration and the success of this demonstration. He said, except that people did not die, it wasn't chaotic, and he applauded, you know, the police for being very professional with their job. But for the a little over 5 kilometer walk from the circle here through to the central business district all the way to Parliament House and then to the offices of the Electoral Commission, it was very peaceful, no scene, very intense. At some points, the police had to occasionally move their barricades, you know, to ensure that people do not get into the central business district, and that they demonstrated, restricted themselves to just the approved routes. And one thing that also happened, interestingly, was that the demonstrators said they were not in a hurry to move. So you realize that often the police will be walking faster, brisk walking, just to get the demonstrators to move, because there was a congestion, you know, in the central business district, and they needed to free up the place. But the demonstrators said they are going to walk majestically, and in fact they did that. At some point at the Independence Avenue, for instance, the intersection very close to the National Theatre, for instance, some of the protesters sat in the middle of the road, and you could see commuters, some of them going to the Central Business District, some of them going to Medina and other parts of the capital, frustrated. For the protesters, it was the impact that we were looking for.
Okay.
And by delaying the process, they felt that they had achieved, you know, a lot. But it was largely peaceful.
Now, when they go to Parliament, they presented their petition to, I mean, the minority and majority leaders of the House.
Yeah.
What exactly were their demands?
So, in Parliament, we had the General Secretary of the NDC, Phoebe Kwete, reading the demands to Parliament. One of them is, one, permit an independent forensic audit of the voters' register and its IT systems. Two, convene stakeholders for collaboration. Now they're talking about the Electoral Commission should urgently convene a meeting with all political parties, civil society organizations, and key international stakeholders, including ECOWAS, AU, UNDP, EU, USAID, the British High Commission, and others, to discuss the forensic audit and ensure collective oversight of the process. And then three, agree to publish the findings of the forensic audit. Now they said that the results of the forensic audit must be made publicly available to ensure transparency, accountability, and confidence in the electoral process ahead of the 2024 general elections. Four, they should re-exhibit the register after the forensic audit. Now, they also say that they should review and correct all unauthorized transfers, and then also adopt a revised timeline for electoral activities. And then lastly, institute accountability and integrity measures.
Now, at Parliament, after they had presented the petition, the minority leader, Dr. Kesel Atuforsen, then assured the NDC that they will ensure, they will convene, a side will convene, and if it's possible, recall the House to attend to these demands. Let's listen to Dr. Kesel Atuforsen.
Well, let me say that no one should be allowed to mess with the peace of our country. We cannot allow the Electoral Commission to destroy the most enduring democracy of this republic. Unfortunately, this petition is coming at a time that Parliament is on recess. But I strongly believe that if there is anything that will warrant an emergency recall of Parliament, this is certainly one of them. So the NDC minority will immediately convene a caucus meeting and consider the need to recall Parliament to address this. We consider this as an emergency. And just like my colleague has done in the past, we will do similar by recalling Parliament to address the very concerns that you have raised. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
So that was Dr. Kesel Atuforsen there, assuring the NDC of what his side intends to do.
Yeah.
We saw the majority leader there as well.
Yeah.
Did he say anything?
Yes, the majority leader, Fenyo Markins, assured the NDC that they would cooperate and then make sure that they discuss the discussions that they're talking about, get the key stakeholders involved to hold discussions on the subjects of getting a forensic audit of the voters' roll. He also talked about the fact that he's been a beneficiary of that system before, where he took the Electoral Commission to court over the district assembly elections. We can hear from him.
I agree with the minority that as a house, we have to look at the issues presented. And I encourage all stakeholders to also avail themselves. I stand here, it's a record of having taken easy to the Supreme Court to stop a war, this assembly elections, for some irregularities and illegalities. And I made my case at the Supreme Court. That's a matter of record.
And I believe that if there are genuine concerns, we can all raise it and discuss them on the table by phone or lawful means. So I thank you for making time to get to us. I'm sure Mrs. Speaker would hear your prayer.
So that was the majority leader.
Yeah.
Now, then the procession continued to the Electoral Commission headquarters, where the petition was presented to the commission to then do exactly what the party is looking for.
Yeah.
What was the response by the commission?
So the petition was received by Samuel Tete, who is a deputy commissioner in charge of operations. You remember he had stoked criticism and controversy when he said that the 2016 register had pictures of plants and animals representing, you know, voters. So he was the one who received the petition, and he said we're going to look at it.
Don't worry. Thank you very much, and let me welcome you to the corporate head office of the commission. On behalf of the commission, I will receive your petition, and I will assure you that your petition will be presented to the commission for consideration.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you.
So that's Samuel Tete, who is Deputy Commissioner of the Electoral Commission. This is the... Let's do more on this by bringing in Sammy Jeffy, who is National Communications Officer of the NDC. Sammy, grateful for you to join us here. Now, I mean, you had set objectives before you embarked on this particular protest. Did you achieve your set objective?
Yeah, I think that to the extent that the demonstration was a very massive one, to the extent that all the regional capitals had very successful demonstrations, which have been largely peaceful, and to the extent that the issues we are concerned about have been put on the front burner and are being discussed, including this very esteemed platform, I would say that the demonstration has been impactful. However, we wait to see what a response of the Electoral Commission would be. And we have decided to wait for just a week to know how they are going to respond. It is our expectation that they will do the needful, because clearly the intransigence they are displaying is not in the interest of Ghana. It is not even in their own interest. Look, Ghana is the only country we have. Many Ghanaians, those who came ahead of us, our forebears, have made sacrifices for the peace and stability we enjoy today. The least the Ginevra-led Electoral Commission can do is to preserve the peace we are enjoying. Elections are important because they are the platform through which the people choose who their leaders are. The choice is for the people to make, and not the Electoral Commission. And all we are saying is that allow the people to make that choice in a free, fair, and transparent manner. All we are asking for is a credible voters register to underpin free, fair, and peaceful elections.
Now, Sammy, I mean, just before today, the Electoral Commission has been speaking. I remember Bosman Asare speaking to MFA Apao on the probe, said that already the issue that you've pointed out are being worked on, so there was no need for even this demonstration. You're giving them 1 week. If after 1 week nothing happens, what will the NDC do?
Well, first of all, let me deal with the first point you made, that the EC says the issues we have raised have already been corrected. If that is the case, then why are they asking us for evidence and data? If they themselves have admitted the issues we have raised and say that they have actually corrected them, then why are they calling us for evidence and data? Number two, if indeed they have already corrected the issues of concern to us, then why are they resisting an audit? Why are they refusing to share the corrected version of the register with us? Why have they said, the director of the electoral services has said, that they are not even going to re-exhibit the so-called corrected register? Why? So clearly, you know, you can do your own deductions as a discerning mind. And if you do so, you come to the irresistible conclusion that they are lying to the good people of this country. They have not corrected any of the issues we have raised. In any case, they didn't even detect the issues we did. You understand? They manipulated the register through their assigns in the districts. And we, through our painstaking investigations, have unearthed all the discrepancies, irregularities, and in some cases, clear criminality which has taken place relative to the 2024 provisional voters register. So they should stop shifting the goalposts. Sometimes they come out to say, we are inviting the NDC to the discussion table. Please, 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 please. This is not the time for discussions. There's a time for an audit.
So Sami, I was trying to find out from you that after your 1 week ultimatum, if nothing happens on the part of the EC, what next?
What you saw today is just a tip of the iceberg in terms of what we will do to demand transparency, fairness, accountability, and justice from the Electoral Commission. Now, we are not going to take guns. We are not going to take knives to kill anybody. We are not going to fight anybody. We are a law-abiding, peaceful political party. We are peaceful, law-abiding, and responsible citizens. And so we will do what the Constitution of Ghana allows us to do, which is to protest. And so we will hold protest after protest, protest after protest, not only in regional capitals, but even in all district offices of the EC, to drum home the point, to bring sufficient pressure to bear on the Electoral Commission to do the needful. My brother, if you have done nothing wrong, if you have not manipulated the register, if the register, okay, is sacrosanct as they claim, and they have nothing to hide, why are they running away from a simple audit when they rather should be embracing the call? They should actually be calling for an audit so that they can be vindicated, so that their integrity, okay, can be recognized by the citizenry and all stakeholders. Once you see an electoral management body desperately trying to, you know, avoid accountability and transparency, desperately trying to prevent an audit into the conduct of his affairs, the compilation of the register, then clearly you should know that there is something amiss. There is something they don't want political parties and the good people of Ghana to know.
Okay.
But they lie bad. Whether they like it or yes, we will get to the bottom of this matter.
Okay.
The illegal transfers must be, you know, reversed. The deleted names of registered voters must be restored. The bloated register must be cleaned. And the weaknesses in the EC's IT system that allows unauthorized entries and patients, like it happened in the case of Pusiga, all that must be addressed so that we can have a robust IT system, a credible voters register that all of us can have confidence in.
Okay, Sami, I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in Henry Nanabuachena, who is the national organizer of the MPP. Henry, so you've heard the NDC, that they've put forth their demands. Is it something the NPP is willing, in the interest of peace, as they put it, to support this request to ensure that the register is clean of every other external material?
Thank you very much. Good evening to your listeners. We in the MPP, we are fiercely and strongly going to oppose any attempt to introduce any external element or any private entity into the operations of the Electoral Commission. The independence of the Electoral Commission is firmly established. It is enshrined in the Constitution. I cannot wrap my head around the narrative that a certain independent private entity should be positioned on the head of the Electoral Commission to go into the fundamental document which is required for the electoral process. When the Electoral Commission is well and firmly established since we had this 1992 constitution.
But Henry,
they have district offices, they have all the human resources. Because you see, if you cite an anomaly in Busiga and you create the impression that the anomaly is widespread and you are invited by the Electoral Commission, you are alleging, you know, look, the figure they are alleging is alarming. If you say that you have identified some 240,000 illegal transfers, this is alarming. Electoral Commission says no. Yes, in the clear case of Busiga, that is why inherent in the law and inherent again in the processes, we have what we call the exhibition process. The exhibition process itself takes care of all of these things. So if, and you see, the impression should not be created as though NDC, through certain intelligent work, undercover.
But Harry, if there is nothing to hide, I don't mean you, but I mean, if there is nothing for the EC to hide, what will it hurt if you open yourself up to that forensic audit they are calling for?
Why should we? Because there's nothing. Why should we, an independent body created by the Constitution, then you are saying that we should allow a certain entity to come and audit that independent body? Look, in 2016, when we requested for a mass registration register, what the Electoral Commission did was to put together a committee. It was headed by VCRAC Club. At the end of the day, the recommendations, among others, pointed to the fact that we just need to open up the exhibition process again so that all of us would take part, we will expunge those who are dead, we will get rid of all of these anomalies. And that was it. We never got the mass registration, the new register that we were seeking for. And in 2021, the Electoral Commission announced its intention to create a new voters register. Again, the same NDC, they embarked on regional demonstration exercises. What happened? We had a new register. And this, you see, the Supreme Court, in so many cases, that Palu case, the Abu Ramadan case, in so many cases, upheld the independence of the Electoral Commission and went further to state that nobody, not even the Supreme Court, can impose any obligation on the Electoral Commission.
Okay, so what kind of audit will the MPP support?
The register is already audited. The exhibition exercise, and we are going to go by the analogy of the NDC's national chairman, who in 2016 said that as part of our process, we have the exhibition exercise where everybody can go and check for yourself if there are any anomalies. And ask yourself, who alleged must prove. You NDC, you are saying you have some 240,000 illegal transfers. Electoral Commission said, let's have the evidence. You say, no, you are keeping it to your chest. I cannot wrap my head around this illogical position. You are alleging that the Electoral Commission is in cahoot with certain entities to transfer illegally certain votes. You have been told, bring your evidence. And then you are saying, no, you will not bring it, but rather conduct an audit into your exercise. So that what if anybody sits anywhere, any day, any time, and say that, hey, easy, I don't trust what you are doing, so do this. Then the EC will just follow. Hey, EC, you know what you are doing is unnecessary. So go this way. Then the EC will go this way.
But Harry, when your government is the governing party, if this election is peaceful, it inures to your benefit. When
trust
stakeholders,
me, this election when, is going to be peaceful.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. When stakeholders are calling on the Electoral Commission to say, heed the call, open yourself up to ensure that there's transparency. It's not in your interest as a governing party to say, okay, EC, let's go ahead, let's do it because there's nothing to hide.
But why should we position the Electoral Commission to this suggestion that if anybody should call, bring your evidence? Why are you not calling the NDC to submit their evidence? Look, in 2016, when we said we wanted a new voters register because ABCD, we were put before a committee. We did a presentation. Chairman McMenu did a solid presentation where he presented all our evidence. At the end of the day, the committee said, no, this is what we are going to do. We never fought. Bring your evidence, you are saying, you know, bring your evidence. In fact, the media rather should be questioning the NDC. If you are alleging that we have some 240,000 illegal transfers, bring that evidence. You say, no, we are not going to bring it, but rather we are going to demonstrate. Okay, who are you going to demonstrate to? Who are you going to petition? At the end of the day, in all the regional offices, they went to the Electoral Commission's office. Electoral Commission says, my doors are open, even including my windows. If you want to come through the window, come, let's sit down, let's check it. You say, no, you will not bring your evidence. But you ended up submitting your petition to the Electoral Commission. I cannot understand this position. Look, we cannot position such an important electoral body with its independence firmly enshrined in the Constitution.
Okay.
We cannot be pushing the Commission in such a way that, look, anybody will say that, look, go this way, and then the Commission will go. Come this way, and the Commission, no.
Henry Nanabwacha, I'm grateful. Sami Jenfi, they say, bring your evidence. Is a party willing to present that evidence? Okay. But this has been tough. So as you heard there, the MPP is not willing to support the NDC in this venture of getting the EC to undertake this forensic audit. But there is a lot more on this particular protest, nationwide protest, coming up on Newsnight.
And thank you very much, Brace. And staying on this same topic, in Parliament, we're hearing from the minority. They will be forcing Parliament, as they've already indicated, to recall the House to conduct the forensic audit. As part of this protest today, we have the very latest for you on that here on Newsnight.
The NDC minority will immediately convene a caucus meeting and consider the need to recall Parliament to address this.
We'll also be across the country for you. We'll take you to the regional journey and bring you the comprehensive look at how different areas embarked on the Enough is Enough demonstration.
People have been transferred without their will, without their permission, and names are appearing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.